Welcome back, everyone. This week, we're diving into token wisdom.
Very nice.
And taking a closer look, you know, those insightful essays from your friendly neighborhood, Khayyam.
I love how he signs off like that.
Right. So down to earth.
It's like he's reminding us that even in the tech world, it's still about people.
Exactly. And today, he's tackling the digital divide.
Uh-oh, that can be a heavy one.
It can, but he goes beyond the usual talking points.
Oh, how so?
Well, right away, he uses this phrase, multifaceted chasm.
Ooh, I like that.
I know, right? And then he paints this really vivid picture.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What is it?
Imagine a janitor in Silicon Valley, maybe even someone who helped build those tech campuses,
yeah,
struggling to use her smartphone, while a 10-year-old kid is coding like it's nothing. What do you think Khayyam is getting at with that contrast?
That's a powerful image. I think he's highlighting the irony, right?
Yeah.
The people building our digital world are often the ones left behind.
It's like they're surrounded by opportunity but can't access it.
Exactly, like living in a city full of skyscrapers but not knowing how to even find the front door.
And Khayyam argues that this digital exclusion has consequences.
Oh, absolutely.
He points out that everything is moving online, jobs, healthcare.
You name it.
He's saying that falling behind digitally means falling behind, period. Not just economically, but in almost every aspect of life.
It's true. It can feel like you're missing out on basic services sometimes.
And even social connection. Khayyam then uses this analogy that really stuck with me.
Oh, lay it on me.
He compares navigating today's digital world to being in a sprawling, unfamiliar city. Each website, each app is like a separate digital skyscraper with its own design, language, rules.
Whoa, that's a good one.
Right.
So he's saying even for those of us who are comfortable with tech, it can still feel overwhelming.
Exactly. And then imagine if you're new to the digital world.
Or maybe older and not as familiar with how things work.
You'd be totally lost.
So how do we make this digital city more navigable for everyone? That's what I want to know.
Me too. And that's where Khayyam's vision for the future comes in. He talks about experience futures.
Okay, I like the sound of that already. What is it?
He says, and I'm quoting here, technology adapts to you, not the other way around.
Oh, wow. So instead of us struggling to keep up with tech?
It would actually meet us where we are.
Now that would be amazing.
He gives the example of managing your health digitally. Right now, you might have separate systems for your doctor, pharmacy, insurance, fitness tracker. It's a mess.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm constantly logging in and out of different portals.
But imagine instead you had one personalized interface that brought all that together, guided you through it in a way that made sense to you.
Wow, that would be a game changer. So how do we get from this confusing jumble of digital skyscrapers to that kind of personalized experience? That's the million-dollar question.
It is. And Khayyam points to a major obstacle, what he calls the walled gardens of the digital world.
Ah, yes. Those closed-off systems controlled by single companies.
Exactly. Think about how frustrating it is when you're stuck in one ecosystem and need to do something in another.
It's like trying to transfer files between two phones that speak different languages.
Right. Khayyam actually uses another great analogy to explain this.
Okay, hit me with it.
He says these walled gardens are like separate railway systems in a city where the tracks don't connect. So you're constantly having to switch trains, navigate different ticketing systems just to go a few blocks.
That sounds like my daily commute.
And it should be that hard. Khayyam argues that we need open standards that allow these systems to talk to each other.
Like a universal transit system for the digital world.
Exactly. He even points to some companies that are starting to embrace open source design systems. So there's hope.
That's encouraging. But still, it feels like we're a long way from that truly integrated, personalized digital experience that Khayyam talks about.
Well, he has some interesting ideas about how we might bridge that gap.
Mm.
And that's where things get really interesting. So how do we actually get there?
Well, Khayyam has some pretty radical ideas about that, too. He thinks automation could be a key part of the solution.
Automation? But isn't that what everyone's worried about? Robots taking our jobs and all that?
That's the common fear, yeah. But Khayyam sees it differently. He thinks automation, if done right, could actually make technology more accessible and user-friendly.
That's interesting. I'm not sure I follow.
Okay, think about it this way. Instead of having to navigate a complicated website to apply for a job or, say, a government benefit,
right,
you could just tell an AI assistant what you need and it would handle all the paperwork for you.
Oh, I see. So it's not about replacing humans. It's about simplifying the process.
Exactly. And that could be huge, especially for folks who aren't as tech savvy. It would level the playing field, give everyone a chance to participate.
I can see how that would be a game changer. But what about the potential downsides of automation?
Oh, of course there are risks. Khayyam acknowledges those too. We have to be careful about things like data privacy and algorithmic bias. We can't just blindly automate everything without thinking about the consequences.
It sounds like a tightrope walk. How do we make sure automation is used ethically and responsibly?
Khayyam is a big believer in human-centered design. He says we need to design systems that are transparent, accountable, and put human needs first.
So not just focusing on efficiency, but on fairness and equity as well.
Absolutely. He talks about designing for diversity, not just in terms of accessibility, but also cultural sensitivity, different learning styles.
Right. Everyone learns and interacts with tech differently.
Exactly. He imagines a digital world that's truly inclusive, where tech reflects the richness and complexity of human experience. He even paints this heartwarming picture of a future where tech-savvy young people use their skills to mentor seniors, helping them unlock the power of the digital world.
That's beautiful. But I have to ask, is it realistic? I mean, it sounds like we're talking about a fundamental shift in how we think about and design technology.
Well, Khayyam is an optimist. He believes that people are inherently adaptable, curious, and have a desire to connect. He sees technology as a tool that can amplify those qualities, not diminish them.
So it's not about rejecting technology altogether, but about using it more consciously and intentionally.
Precisely. And that's where things get really interesting. He outlines a bunch of concrete strategies for moving towards this more human-centered digital world.
Okay, tell me more. What are some of the strategies?
Well, he emphasizes accessibility, making sure that technology is designed to work for everyone, regardless of their abilities or limitations. And he doesn't stop there. He calls for greater transparency from tech companies, for policymakers to step up and create regulations that promote digital equity, and for educators to equip future generations with the skills they need to navigate this increasingly complex landscape.
It's a holistic approach.
Yeah.
He's acknowledging that it's not just about individual effort, but about systemic change.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that the digital world is intertwined with every aspect of our lives and that we need to approach it with intentionality, compassion, and a commitment to building a better future for everyone.
It sounds like Khayyam's vision goes beyond just bridging the digital divide.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about transforming our relationship with technology altogether.
You got it. He wants us to reimagine the possibilities, to break free from the limitations of the current system and build something truly new.
That's incredibly inspiring. And it's a powerful reminder that we all have a role to play in shaping the digital world we want to live in. So what does this mean for our listeners? What's one concrete step they can take to start making a difference?
Well, I think Khayyam would say the first step is simply becoming more aware, you know, paying attention to how we use technology and how it affects us.
So it's about being more mindful, not just mindlessly scrolling and clicking.
Right. Ask yourself, is this connecting me with others or just isolating me further?
That's a good question to ask. It's easy to get caught up in the digital world and forget about real life connections.
Exactly. And then once we're more aware, we can start making more conscious choices about how we use technology.
So it's not about throwing our phones away. It's about using them more intentionally, like choosing to have a real conversation instead of just texting all the time.
Absolutely. And Khayyam believes that by designing technology with human connection in mind, we can actually use it to enhance our relationships, not replace them.
I like that, like how video calls have helped people stay connected during the pandemic.
Exactly. Or how online communities can bring together people with shared interests from all over the world.
It's easy to focus on the negative aspects of technology, but those are great examples of how it can be a force for good.
For sure. And ultimately, Khayyam's vision is about creating a digital world that reflects the best of humanity, not the worst. A world that's more equitable, more inclusive, more compassionate.
It's a beautiful vision.
Yeah.
But it's also a challenge, right? I mean, how do we actually get there?
Well, he talks a lot about the importance of education and critical thinking. We need to teach people not just how to use technology, but how to think critically about it.
So not just teaching kids how to code, but also how to think about the ethical implications of what they're creating.
Exactly. We need to help them develop the skills to navigate this complex digital landscape, to recognize misinformation, to understand how algorithms work, to be responsible digital citizens.
It's a tall order, but it's essential if we want to create a digital future that benefits everyone.
Absolutely. And it's not just about individual responsibility either. Khayyam calls for systemic change. He wants to see policymakers prioritize digital equity, tech companies design with inclusivity in mind.
It's a collective effort, for sure. It's like we're all building this digital city together, and we need to make sure it's a place where everyone can thrive.
And that's what I find so inspiring about Khayyam's work. He doesn't just point out the problems, he offers solutions, and he challenges us to be part of the solution.
He reminds us that we have the power to shape the digital world we want to live in. That's a powerful message.
It is, and it all starts with taking that first step, becoming more aware, having those conversations, asking those tough questions.
So, to our listeners out there, if you're feeling inspired by Khayyam's vision, don't just sit there, do something. Start a conversation with your friends. Share his essay. Get involved in your community. We all have a role to play in building this better digital future.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And that wraps up our deep dive into token wisdom and Khayyam's incredible vision for a more inclusive digital world. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll see you next time.